Hello, everybody, and welcome to day 17 of 40 Days in the Word devotionals. Today, we're going to look at Psalm chapter 1, the first psalm. So open your Bible to Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3. And I've asked my dear and close friend, Jimmy Davidson, another one of our long-term purpose-driven pastors, pastor at Highland Fellowship in the Tri-Cities area of Virginia and Tennessee, to lead us as we look at Psalm chapter 1.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jimmy Davidson, pastor of Highlands Fellowship, located in the Tri-Cities of Virginia and Tennessee. Welcome to 40 Days in the Word and today's devotion. God's Word teaches us that the man who meditates prospers. I was sitting in a class taking an exam. I'd spent days preparing for this. I studied the professor's notes. I meditated on the Bible passages we'd been given. I wanted to do my best for the Lord. There was nothing that I thought of the professor could ask that I wouldn't know. That day as the test was handed out, I was scared to death that all my knowledge would leak out and be lost before finishing the exam. I was working through the test frantically when all of a sudden I ran into an easy, softball kind of question. Who asked for the body of Jesus after he was crucified? I thought, that's easy. Everybody knows that. Who asked for the body of Jesus? So I skipped it. I kept answering all the others. There was 5 minutes left when I came back to that question and I sat there looking at it. In desperation, this is what I did. I said, Jesus, you know who asked for your body when you were crucified? Would you tell me? Now, folks, this was not cheating. Immediately, the name Joseph came to my mind. Because I'd put it in, God was able to bring it out. Now, when I thought of the name Joseph, do you know what my immediate thought was? Joseph, that's Old Testament. I'm not kidding. I left it blank so I would not look foolish. Never argue with the guy who rose from the dead. You say, Jimmy, is God interested in that, in the details of my life like that? Tess, how about the diapers I got to change today? How about my destiny? How can I hear what he has to say to me? You can hear God speak to you by meditating on His Word. This is good news. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1, God says, blessed is the man. That word blessed means how happy, how joyous is the person who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. Blessing starts with making choices about all of my life. God is saying to us that happiness does not come from meditating or imitating the world's values and lifestyle. The blessed person, this is a person who delights in the law of the Lord. On His law, he meditates day and night. The blessed life is lived in relationship with God and His Word, where we include Him in every detail because He cares about every detail. Even tests. That's pretty amazing. What's it mean to delight in? Well, let me ask you, what gives you the greatest pleasure in life? What do you treasure most? My mom makes homemade chocolate pies every year, and I delight in eating those. It brings me pleasure. God is saying the blessed life is the one that makes God's Word your ultimate desire. He's not just talking about the Ten Commandments. The word law there means all of His Word. It means, don't miss this, the revealed Word and will of God. God tells us in 1 John 5:3, this is love for God, to obey His commands, and His commands are not burdensome. Do you see how God connects our love and obedience to His commands? What's God's love language? When you do what He says. This is a kind of life that I know every one of you want. You long for this. It's a life filled with God's favor. The Lord's talking about a love relationship that comes through Jesus. If you get this, you act on what God's teaching all of us in 40 days, you're going to bed tonight happy, blessed, and a lot less stressed. God says His delight is in the law of the Lord. On His law, He meditates day and night. What you treasure can be seen by what you think about most. You tell me the direction of your life and your thoughts, and I'll tell you the direction of your life just by what you think about. And you get to choose what you think about. I love this word meditate. I do it all the time with God's Word. Constant conversation with the Lord. You say, Jimmy, what do you mean by meditate? That sounds like a seance. Is that kind of like zoning out and just, No way. That word means to ruminate, focused thinking, to think about something over and over. It means to chew on it. If you want God's blessing, then you ponder His Word all day. Even as you lay in bed at night, you think about it. Oh, the benefits to the person who delights in and meditates on His Word. This person, the Bible says in verse 3, is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. The word season means at the right time. You always plant in one season and you reap in another. So don't give up because it's coming up. God is not saying in these verses that you're not going to have trials and hardships. No, I love what Rick says in The Purpose-Driven Life. And I quote, many Christians misinterpret Jesus' promise of the abundant life to mean perfect health, comfortable lifestyle, constant happiness, full realization of your dreams, instant relief from problems through faith and prayer. In a word, they expect the Christian life to be easy. They expect heaven on earth, unquote. God is telling us, if you delight in me, if you'll meditate on my word, you will flourish in spite of your problems. You will be fruitful even when things appear to be dry around you. God will be your source. Right now, for some of you, it may seem like wintertime in your life, but springtime is just around the corner. Don't you give up. Your well will never dry up. It'll never run dry. Whatever he does, God says, prospers. Literally, this word means to advance, to break through, to push forward. God's favor is on this life. When God revealed to me to plant a purpose-driven church, at the time I had no money, no members. I just had God's plan and His word to do it. My wife was struggling with this idea. We had two baby girls. How would we pay the bills? So I asked the Lord, God, would you show her this is your idea? After praying, I opened a book on my desk and I read a statement by a man by the name of George Mueller, a great man of faith and prayer who lived well over 100 years ago. He asked God to do a work through him so that when people saw it, they'd say that only God did it. He wanted to bring glory to God. I knew that's what I want, God, more than life itself. I said, God, I commit to your purposes, Lord, to meditate, to live out what you want me to do. Right under his testimony was this verse, Psalm 81:10. Open wide your mouth and I will fill it. I could not believe my eyes. I had just asked the Lord to show me that he would meet our needs. Now, face to face, with His Word telling me to open my mouth, Jimmy. I'll fill it, Jimmy. Just open it. I'm like, wow. I kept meditating. I kept pondering. I kept thinking about that verse. I couldn't understand it. Finally, in exasperation, I leaned my head back and I said, all right, God, right here it is. My mouth's open. God, go ahead and fill it. God was laughing. Instantly, there was a knock on my door. My secretary walked in and said, Jimmy, there's a couple here to see you. They walked in right behind her, and they were carrying a styrofoam box. The elderly lady said, Jimmy, we've been visiting at the hospital, and God told us to bring you your lunch. They said, your deacon said you're like a big kid. You love hamburgers. They didn't know about the Daniel plan yet. She sat the box beside my Bible and the words of Psalm 81:10. When she opened it, there were not one, but two hamburgers, two orders of fries, soft drink, ketchup, salt. She put a napkin in my lap, and then they walked out of my office. I looked at that food, and I looked at God's Word. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it. I sat there and cried. I tell people God spoke to Moses through a burning bush. God spoke to Jimmy through hamburgers. God knows your language. When you read all of Psalm 81, God makes His promise to His people. If you will do what I tell you, I will give you everything you need. That was 1994, right before I started Highlands Fellowship. I've been opening wide my mouth ever since. You can too. You have a race to run. That's God's purpose for your life. It's a race that He's marked out for you, for His glory. Run it. You won't run it alone. Open wide to Christ and a love relationship with God and His Word, In everything you do, God will advance you. He will prosper you. Even in tough times, God will bear fruit through your life for His glory. God put us together today. I really believe that, to tell you, open wide.